Thank you. Thank you very much, everyone. Thank you for those kind words. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to start out by describing the arrival of Granny D in Washington, D.C. You know, on January 1st, she started from Pasadena, California, to walk across the country at the young age of 89 to protest the corruption of money in political elections and how it undermines our democracy. She had asked herself from New Hampshire, where she lived, what can I do? What kind of impact can I have? And suddenly she said, well, I'll walk across America. Over 300 days, 10 miles a day, bringing the press to the attention of this subject and bringing a lot of people to support her all along the way. Well, she arrived in Washington, D.C. on February 29th. She was 90 then. She started at Arlington National Cemetery and walked to Lincoln Memorial with more and more people, and then walked down to the U.S. Congress, colloquially called Capitol Hill, and we call it Wuthering Heights. But it was in the freshness of her language that I think I'd like to share with you. At Arlington National Cemetery, she said, quote, among the graves of Arlington, so that those spirits, some of whom may be old friends, might join us today, and that we might ask of them now, did you, brave spirits, give your lives for a government where we might stand together as free and equal citizens? Or did you give your lives so that our laws might be sold to the highest bidder? End quote. At Lincoln Memorial, Cross Memorial Bridge, she said, this is her most telling instruction to us, is to remember 300 days right across the country, look what she passed through. How many people she spoke to, how many people she listened to. Here's what she said. Quote, along my walk, I have seen an America that is losing the time and the energy for self-governance. End quote. Losing the time and the energy for self-governance. End quote. What does she mean? She means that we have not been paying attention to the destructive effects of the concentration of power and wealth in too few hands that has taken over our government, turned it against us, or made it turn its back on us. And that combination of the corporate government taking over the political government, using money, intimidation, promises to quit the country and take the jobs with them, setting up international systems of autocratic governance called the WTO, and in many ways, attacking every basic value system with the commercial, single-minded juggernaut of profiteering that no free and just society should ever allow to reign over our democracy and to consistently push the boundaries where commercialism is supreme over basic values of justice, health, safety, the preservation of childhood, the respect for future generations, the preservation of our environment, the production of livable work rules, the development of a sustainable economy.